Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions, and welcome to 2021. I'm your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 64448@keen.com. And we've had a tremendous 2020, and hopefully putting it in the rearview mirror. This year's theme is a five, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, I want to give you the cosmic weather. The Christmas star, as most people called it, was Jupiter and Saturn, so close to the Earth, hadn't happened for 397 years. It affects relationships, also money. If you're managing your money well, okay. Frivolous spending will cause trouble. And I think this has a lot to do with the government. But, we need to manage our funds well. We need to be good householders. This aspect, I believe, has a lot to do with the government. January 6th, Mars moves into Taurus, adding stability to relationships, while trining with Venus. And on February 1st, 2021, Venus moves into Capricorn. That's reserved energy. Love takes on a heavy energy, along with this Jupiter and Saturn aspect affecting relationships. I feel the right couples will come together. You know, it's like when we have wars and hard times, it seems like lovers find each other and they don't go through it alone. So that's a positive aspect to it. So this reserved energy takes on a heavy energy of commitment and durability is possible. This has been in action, and this has been the action after Mars, and a lot of stresses that we've been going through, relationships will form. And like I said, it's like in wars and troubled times, the right relationships come together or come back together. Now, for your health tip today, I'm going to give you a recipe for a power soup that boosts immunity, which we need to continuously do a boost immunity in a lot of ways, D3, vitamin C, and zinc. We have two new strains of this coronavirus. One's coming out of Africa, one's coming out of the UK. And from what I understand, the vaccine may not be good for the one coming out of Africa. So I don't know, but that's the latest that I follow. I get emails from the CDC. So I think we just need to really keep our immunity up and eat healthy and not get it and trust God. Okay. So this soup is major. It really boosts immunity, and it's 1 tablespoon of olive oil or avocado oil, 1 large onion chopped, 2 garlic cloves chopped, 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 4 cups of vegetable broth, 1/4 cup of lentils, either the green or the brown, 4 ounces shiitake or white button mushrooms sliced, 15-ounce diced tomatoes, and 1 sweet potato, scrubbed and unpeeled and diced, 1 cup of freshly brewed green tea, unsweetened, 1 ounce of 1 to 5 ounces, rather, package of baby spinach, fresh if possible, but if not, you can get the frozen, a little salt and pepper, a large pan, heat all the oil, and add onion and garlic, and the cumin, and stirring constantly. Add the broth and the lentils when it boils. Reduce heat, cover, and simmer for 25 minutes. Add the mushrooms, the tomatoes, and the tea. Cook until the lentils are soft and the spinach. Add the spinach, cover about 5 more minutes, and serve with a small amount of Greek yogurt, just little, and lemon wedges. And that is very potent. Okay. So back to the general predictions. We're in a 5-year, and there were 5 fortresses with infirm people in Bethsaida. The man that was there for 38 years, Jesus told him to arise, take your pallet, and walk. there were five wounds on his body before his death. He was already dead when the sword went into his side, both feet, both hands, and the crown of thorns on his head. Five is a number of suffering, but the high end is pleasure, and that's what we need to strive for this year. We need to strive to reach that high end, and there are several things that we can do. The Five of Wands in the Tarot is emotional suffering. And we saw in the beginning, in the DC crisis, already this year, January 6th, it started. I'm now giving a prophetic revelation to be born again people, the body of Christ believers. This will be the year of the church. There may be chaos around religious freedoms. And no one can stop our thoughts, though. Remember that. No one can stop you in your thought patterns, and you can speak to God with your mind. No one can stop you from that. And we need to move more towards a relationship with Jesus. And, you know, it's like he didn't have a church building when he was here, although he taught in the synagogues and he taught in the temple. And he was out in the open. And he was teaching people to have a relationship with him. And we need to attain that high end of the five, which we have to realize that there's going to be lots of changes this year. Some of them we're going to like and some of them we're not. And we need to stand on Psalm 65:11, crown our year, Lord, with bountiful harvest. Prophetic scriptures that were given to me was Psalm 105, verse 37, Amos 3, verse 7, which means God is going to instruct us. He will give us instruction. But you have to spend time with him. You have to be still and know God. You have to be able to stop. You know, if you have a relationship with, in a normal human relationship, we want to spend time, quality time with that person. We want to spend quality time with our children. Well, the same thing with God. He wants to spend quality time with us. There will be a great move in the church. And remember, we are the church. If you're born again Christian, the kingdom of God is within you. You are the church. Our immediate action is to grow strong in faith through the word of God and through the word of faith. The glory of God will reveal to those who practice his presence. So spend time with him. 1 Samuel 3:21, the Lord revealed himself in his word. And that's very true. We all need Bibles. Make sure you have one. I plan to buy the Passion and the Amplified translation. I've always used the King James, but I'm going to get those. They're a little easier to understand. And so we have a very changeable year. You're probably going to need counsel, and definitely what I'm telling you today, you're going to see a move of God that's never been seen before for a long, long time. So we need to be ready for that, and we can get ready for that and be get instruction if we spend time with him. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls now to give personal revelations. Hello, you're on the air.
It's me, Linda.
Hi. Hi, Linda.
I'm not going to say a word. Just do what you can do for me. I don't know. I don't know where to start.
Okay. Let's see what's
coming
up.
Reading the word, just so you know what you said. I've been reading the word, so I do understand. And I know just what you were talking about.
Yeah, well, the scripture tells us that if we, people who get into the word, you know, we need to put it into our, through our eyes, into our mind, down to our heart, and out of our mouth, and we can make things happen that way. You can call in your harvest, you can, there's a lot of things you do. But the scripture says just even studying the word, God will prosper you. He likes that.
I told you, I'm reading Psalms starting from 1 every day. I'm reading my Psalms. So, and then I start over and read it over.
Okay. Well, there's movement. Your first card is movement. And I think, you know, we have to put 2020 in the rearview mirror. We have to look, let everything go. And we have to look at 2021 has a lot to do with individual process, individual progress. You know, the two and the one is a three. That's a completion. So we need to complete things. We need to put down things that we can't fix, you know, that we can't. You can't make somebody love you. You can't make somebody do something right. You can't do any of those things. So you just have to let it go and give it to God. There is a movement and possibility of a move for you this year. Also, I think you're going to form a relationship. That's in the first two cards, which has a lot to do with what a relationship, an intimate relationship. Well, you may not be there now, but the opportunity is going to present itself. And it has a lot to do with what I talked about with the Christmas star. And on February 1st, those two aspects with Venus, the relationships are going to form. Okay, you feel like you're entangled here with your family. And, you know, you're trying to undo the entanglement, and you want peace with it. You've been meeting a lot of opposition in 2020, but I show that, you know, it's going to turn around. It's going to turn around. Have you been sick?
A lot, very sick, very, very sick. I'm very sick, and I can't get better. I thought I had COVID not once but twice. That's because I'm doing private care. I'm going to say the worst has been the last 3 weeks, but it started a couple weeks ago, but I don't know why I'm so sick.
Well, you can access, it's called QuestCOVID19.com. That's home testing, and you can get a home testing kit, and you can your results.
I do it every week at CVS for free. And I did it at my doctor, a rapid test. I don't have COVID. I do it because I'm a CNA. I could go through for free. I don't pay for it. I go every week and get tested.
Good.
I don't have COVID, but I have everything COVID
has. But your
COVID
system
has.
Is run down. The reason
well,
I ask you because...
I have a blood disorder. Yeah, I have a blood disorder.
Well, that's what I'm getting ready to explain to you. This is your five suffering this year. You're going to have to focus on your health. And kind of put everybody on the back burner here, and make Linda a priority and your health a priority. You need to get built up, cook up some of that soup, and just if you need, you know, if I was too fast for you, email me and I'll be more than happy to give it to you. But
yeah.
Okay, that's your big thing
better?
Right now. That's your big thing. But things are going to change for you. The better part of your destiny is going to happen. You have a strong guardian angel, St. Michael. You will form a powerful relationship sometime after February.
I need to focus on your health. I need a different job. So I can't do this kind of work. I'm getting sick. I need a different job. Just asking, I know I want to let other people go because I'm taking up time. Just can you tell me, do you see me starting in another kind of job?
Okay. Well, you're familiar with medical terminology, right?
Yeah, I'm.
I mean, you have to chart, don't you, in your job?
Extra classes. I invested financially in extra classes.
You might want to look into medical transcribing or medical billing. It doesn't take very long. You can work from home. You can work remote.
I have my CNA, my certified medical assistant, but I don't have the money to renew it, so it expired. But I can still renew it, but it's going to be late. And then what you told me about Salvation Army and all that stuff, helping me with my rent and my electric, nobody's available. I can't reach anybody. I even went there, and they were destroying the building today. I was like, are you kidding me? They were tearing down the building.
Well,
like, are you
there's
kidding
a lot
me?
Of cases.
I'm just like...
The African strain of COVID-19 is in Florida. There's a lot of cases in Florida right now, and you need to be extremely careful. But I show that you will make a change in your career, and you have a potential to make better money.
Uh-huh.
But it may be a different course. Like I said, you might want to look into medical transcribing or billing. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And
I'll take your needs.
I'll take your needs before the church in prayer.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? Happy Friday. It's Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. So
good.
I'd like to get your insight as to how you see my personal life or any other messages that you see in general, work, and anything else.
Okay. Well, your first card says you have a new beginning. You're going to achieve your heart. It's on the heart. Your heart's desire. You're going to achieve it. Yay!
Yay.
I like those.
True that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, very strongly. You're going to achieve it. It's going to be a very strong relationship, and it's going to. There's a breakthrough coming. There's a breakthrough coming with communication here, and I got maybe in a week. Are you also thinking of a career change?
I'm looking at a position change.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to stay invested with my current office, the organization that I've been with for well over 18 years.
But a different
years.
Level, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that looks very promising.
Yeah.
It looks very promising.
And I did get a little sparkle from the light at the end of the tunnel. I say sparkle. I received a very brief text from the man that I love. And I look forward to the relationship and breakthrough that is coming that will make a life-changing difference. So,
yes, it will. And it shows.
Yeah.
And just remember that whole commitment thing starts by February 1st. And it's very powerful. And, you know, it's typical when you look through history, like different world wars and lovers came together. You know, it's just something that happens. And I think because we need someone to go through things with us, and you know, it's easier when you can come home and you've had a stressful day, and you know, cuddle and have that one person that you can trust. But this is going to be the best relationship you've ever had in your life.
Oh, wonderful! Being said, and the logistics of 100 miles apart.
That's
where
gonna
I currently
change.
Have, and then also looking at the work that I do. We've been working from home, but with the change of work, I would like, and I am looking forward to that not interfering with any place that I live in order to do my work.
I see a change in that. I'm not sure if he changes or you change. But it might be him.
And regardless of who makes that actual move, I look forward to it being successful regardless for whosever job or way to for income. So I'm not worried about
either. Well, it's
going to
be a little confusing in our world, which it still is. It started off that way with this rioting. But even though things are chaotic maybe around us, when you're really happy, you get through it better. And we don't need we need to focus on being connected, like I said, spiritually. We need to not allow what we see or hear to move us. That's a really, really strong for this year. We need not to allow that. But when you're really happy, it doesn't. It won't move you.
Oh, gosh.
Seems like,
that's
okay.
An understatement. So I'm curious about that move. Do you have a timeline or a season of the year where that will start to manifest?
Okay. Yes, there it is. It looks like him. It looks like him. I don't know if we are all wishful thinking it, but I want to see by April.
Okay.
Now, the relationship's going strong before then, okay? You know, you're going to find every available moment to be together, but the actual move to being able to put it together may be April.
Mm-hmm. I got
That'll
it.
Go by fast.
All right.
February's a short month.
Oh, gosh. Sure is.
I can't believe we're
really
almost
is.
Halfway into January already. I mean, it seems like to me it's going fast.
Yeah.
Okay, well, God bless you, and thank you for participating with us.
Thank you.
I will keep you in my prayers in the church.
Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, let's move along here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Anything you have to tell me would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think, you know, the first card is indecision, and, you know, a lot of us are been undecided because of what's going on. But, again, I want to emphasize, we need not to allow what we see or what we hear to move us. This is going to be a year where you are finally going to achieve your goals and get what you want as far as finances are concerned. And this love sign for you is not necessarily a partner in life, but what it is people around you, you know, really good friends. You're never going to feel alone. You have a lot of support group, and you've been placed where you can receive that. You may have to have a health issue to deal with a little bit, but it's just like a tune-up. We get a certain age, you have to tune everything up.
Amen.
Yeah. But okay. You're going to be able to bless back those who have been there for you. And you need not, you get emotional sometimes. It's like, I think you've been independent for a long time. And I have the same problem. I've been independent for so long, it's like, what? You know,
yes.
We got to let go of that. God is providing people to bless you, and you got this little downtime coming up, but other than that, it looks really good for you this year.
Okay, so the downtime is indicated. Can you tell when you think that might be?
Okay. Okay, well, it is the it's going to make you feel better. Let's get that across.
Okay.
It looks like a little bit of difficulty getting this scheduled.
Okay.
And probably because of these new strains and you know, I had an appointment just got changed today because of overwhelming in a hospital, you know. So,
yeah.
It's not really giving me an accurate time here, but I want to say it's before summer, and it's maybe in spring. And it's just, or maybe sooner. It's just not really giving me an accurate timing here. But it is reassuring that you are going to feel much better. So, like,
thank
you know,
you.
it's like you're getting repaired, and it's like you're running on all eight finally.
It's been a while. That'll be nice.
I know. I know. But remember, okay, as we think is going to determine our experiences. You want to go into this with a positive mindset that it's going to be good,
yeah,
and it'll turn out good. Okay?
Yes. Thank you, and God bless you.
And we'll keep you in prayer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay. Hello, you're on the air. Hello. Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Yep.
Tell me what I need to know.
Okay. I thought about
what
you, song? Too. I thought about you and a couple other people. But when I saw this relationship stuff, you know, because I know that's important to you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's so indecisive, evidently.
Well, I think the whole world's like that right now.
Oh,
was,
yeah.
You know, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so. Well, he wants you to trust him. He wants you to, I mean, he doesn't want to turn loose of you, and what he does is make sure that he keeps you in line, on the hook, you know, connected to him. And
yeah,
he just is bewildered right now about everything. Is he having some health issues?
Yeah, he went the other day, and they told him his blood pressure was high, and then they put him on an antidepressant. Ask him why he
was
depressed.
Yeah, he is depressed. He is. He's depressed with his, and I've seen that multiple times, that, you know, he just feels like he's caught up in everything.
Yep.
And he acts, I got the card of the actor. He acts the way he thinks everybody wants him to act.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he's caught between two worlds, the one that he's in and the one that he sees himself with you, that, you know, and he wants to be married.
Oh, new.
Well, I think this health issue thing and this depression thing is kind of opening his eyes, because the doctors are, you know, probing him as to what the root cause is. And the root cause is that he painted himself in a corner. You know,
yeah,
he needed these people to work, and so he was the actor. He acted the way he thought he needed to act with them, and you know, he's got all this guilt now concerning them, and
mm-hmm,
particularly her. But he's going to open his eyes to it. This is going to be an eye-opening year. It is. So it's all about you and him.
When might he discuss something positive, or even say that married word? Because he'll usually go do 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 do.
Well, right now he's processing a lot of negativity. The fact he's unhappy, the fact that the way he feels. I think there will be some action. I'm going to give it a couple of months.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. A couple
of
months, and don't want me to take him. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, he knows, though. He knows that you'll take care of him. He does not have the trust and security that she will.
Oh, no, Nope. Well, I'll just.
But we need to look at this in depth, so give me a call when you can.
Okay.
When we need to look at some things that I don't want to discuss on the radio, okay?
Okay. Okay, that'll work.
All right.
Okay.
God bless.
Thank you so much. God bless
you. You're
welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, let's move on here. There are things that are too personal to discuss sometimes.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
any message you have for me would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. All right. Well, you've had some... You need a lot of courage. You've had some things that have weighed you down in 2020, and like it's like it's been a fight. Am I right?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Okay. I'm making sure I'm on the right track.
To keep on going every single day.
I know. I see that. I mean, a real struggle. So, right now, you need to trust the universe, and you need to know that things are going to open up for you. Things are going to get a lot better. A lot better. You're going to, are you looking for a job?
I just started a new job. I'm working at a school with children. It's a different, you know,
okay.
I'm still working with children with special needs, but now I'm working at a school, which I absolutely love.
God bless you.
I love it. I love it. I love my coworkers. I love the students. So,
well,
yeah,
this is what I'm seeing as I show a brand new job, and you said you just got one. So we're on the same page. You are going to love it. It's going to be very rewarding, and God bless you for working for special needs people. That, you know, it takes a special person to understand them, and, you know, I feel that God will bless you tremendously. And I really think that a lot of the struggles in the past, now you just want to find happiness, right?
Yeah, and I met someone that I fell in love with, but, you know, he pops in and out of my life every now and then, and you know, it's, I know he's still interested. He said he missed
let's
me.
Look
last time
my, let's look at him. Just think
I
of
said,
him right now.
Yeah.
Picture him in your mind and let me look at him. There we go. That way
okay.
We can tune in here. You bet he's interested. He just, this is going to be successful. This is going to be successful. I'm going to say by, February 1st starts that transition that I talked about in the cosmic weather. And this is going to be a successful relationship. It's going to be everything you want. Wow, you finally found your niche here. You got the right job.
Now
you're getting the right man.
I hope so. As you know, it's been a struggle for a long time. So
I know. We talked about that in the beginning, and it has been. And when there's a huge struggle like that, it kind of leaves you with a vulnerability of a little bit of the fear. But remember, fear doesn't come from God, and things happen by the way we think, you know. As we think determines our experiences. So I want you to think about this reading today, when those little insecure thoughts come up or any kind of anxiety that I found the right niche. you have. Even amidst all this chaos in the world, there's blessings. And we need to realize that we can be blessed. And I'm just happy to see this. This is a good, happy thing here.
Thank you. It's always, always wonderful to talk to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for participating. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on here.
Oh.
Hello, you're on the air.
It's me, Linda. I don't know how I got back on. I was just listening. Sorry.
You're just listening? Okay.
Yeah, I'm just listening.
I know you've got a lot facing you, and I know it's been very difficult. And you know, we have a certain amount of suffering. A lot of it could be health issues. I know I got struck here too. But I have faith in God that everything is going to work out and it's going to turn out all right. So just hang in there, okay?
I am. I one day at a time, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it's 1 minute at a time. Depending.
Yeah, well.
But
I'm
remember what I said. We need to. You're welcome.
Yeah.
God bless. We need to Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. And Father God, I want to ask you today, well, in agreement with everyone that's listening now and in the future, help us to prioritize spending time with you. getting quiet before you at least once a day to worship you and listen to your voice. We want to be led by your spirit. And as we get still before you each day, Lord, train us to discern your spirit's leading and help us to discipline ourselves for the purpose of godliness. And that's, you know, thinking of health issues, which it's confronting us right now. We have to think of it. And we're being faced with a pandemic, and we're, you know, we're just looking at things that we have to have a little discipline. Okay, it looks like we have another caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Daisy. I just joined. Hi, can you hear me? I just joined. I, like, literally just called. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Vicki, how are you? How are you?
Well, you missed the general prophecy, but you can go back and look at it. I listened to it in the archives. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm facing my health issues like a lot of people are. That's at five. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you just want a general, or do you want to ask questions?
Yeah, you can do a general. No, you can do a general since I was calling to listen, but go ahead and do it.
Okay. Well, you just made a major decision in your life to go across country here. So you've learning to trust
mm-hmm.
your own self, and you're feeling stronger about your own decisions. And there's still some confusion around a man in your life that you would like to either set aside or find balance with. You have an inner conflict with him.
Yeah, I'm still stuck on why he abandoned the move.
mm-hmm.
I knew the reason, I could just say, okay, great, bye. You know, but that part is really eating at me.
Yeah, I see that. It is.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said, well, you missed the first part. I said, we got to put 2020 in the rearview mirror.
Yeah,
we need to move forward. This is going to be there's going to be a lot of changes in our world, in our government, and things that affect us. You know, new things that are going to happen. So we have to adjust to that, and we need to. I told people in the beginning that they need to find time to spend quality time with God and get instruction, because He wants to give us instruction. There is a powerful relationship coming up for you, and I think it's brand new. Doesn't look
okay.
You know, it does. He's a powerful man as far as career is concerned. He's very stable. He's a balanced individual. It looks like he. He may have a son, and it looks like he had some sort of tragedy in a past marriage.
Okay.
So that person doesn't exist. And
okay.
He kind of just resolved himself that maybe he was supposed to be alone, but now he's thinking differently.
Okay.
He's very secure.
Okay.
You
cool.
haven't had
That's
anybody
good.
Like this before. And there's a possibility of marriage in the future.
I don't know about marriage. I'm serious. After,
I know.
You know, you get set your ways.
That's why I'm laughing.
You like, yeah, I'm like, eh.
That's why I'm laughing.
I like my freedom right now. I like my freedom. What little we have, you know.
Well, you've made a major step here. You've made a major change. You've come cross country. You've learned to, you know, you were thrown out there to do it on your own, and you've learned, well, hey, I can trust myself. I got through this. I did this okay.
Yep, and that's exactly it. You're right. Yep. And I'm like, wow, I can just go anywhere now, you know.
Yeah, I can do anything.
You
know? So you needed to see that you could do that. And as far as he's concerned, you can't really get anything. I'm talking about the past guy here. You can't get anything solid out of him because he ain't solid.
No.
He's not even true to himself, let alone be true to you. And he, you know, he's got destructive behaviors, and he's he's I don't know if it's the type of job he's done. He is too controlled by the dark forces of life.
He is. And I think something came up with his job. I'm sure at some point it'll flash itself, because he had a lot of violations in his career. He had a lot. He tore up a lot of squats, a lot of bad stuff. So, yep, I told him. I warned him. You know I did. I warned him.
Well, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. So, you know, again, we just have to, this year's theme is that we need to reach for the high end of the five, which is
okay.
Working hard on ourselves, okay?
Okay.
Well, good luck to you, and thank you for participating.
Thank you. I hope everything is well with you, and I hope, you know, you heal properly. I'm sure you will. You will. You will.
Thank you. God bless.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for our theme again, we need not to allow what we see or what we hear to move us. Also, things concerning our feelings, not to allow them to weigh us down if something disappoints us. And remember, as we think is going to determine our experience. The way we feel comes from the way we think. We are free moral agents. You can do whatever you decide to do. There's a path that leads to life, and there's a path that leads to destruction. If you're not fulfilled in life, you need to change your path and what you are exposed to, and change what you are exposed to, because what you're exposed to is what affects the way you think. You know, we can have negative influences in our life that create negative aspects. And the biggest thing is fellowship with God. As I said in the opening, this is the year of the church. And in Scripture, it says that before the coming of Christ, the church will be made glorious without spot. And we are the church. If you're a born-again believer, you are the church. And in Jeremiah 29:12-13, God says, if you will call upon me, come and pray to me, I will listen to you. If you will seek me, you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. And what he means by that is, you know, not going through ritualistic moves. Some people go to church because they want to look good in the community, or, you know, it affects their business or their neighborhood or whatever. It's got to be the real thing. You know, just like you want the real thing in a relationship, God wants the real thing in a relationship. He doesn't want lip service. He wants you to love him with all your heart. So, Father God, as I speak now, I'm speaking to everyone listening now and in the future, that we need to feel your love, and we need to experience your presence more than anything else in our lives. We need you, Father God. So, Father, if there's anything in our lives that is preventing us from entering into a deep relationship with you, if there's anything that's in the way, put your finger on it now by the power of the Holy Spirit. Break it up by your power, O God, and release us to run deep into your arms so we can know you fully, completely, and truly, in Jesus' name. I will notify you of the next show. Fasten your seatbelt. You know, still going to be a lot of drama and chaos out in the world, but remember, find time to get close. Let God instruct you and lead you. This is the year of the church, the year of strong connection, can be miracles, and good activity. And thank you again for everybody that's called in, participated, listening, and be blessed, and I will see you next month. God bless.